BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Becky's really annoyed today. Hi, by the way.
Hello.
She feels we've missed an opportunity here. Because we have just had the news in, people, and we have had 31 million... 31 million? Are you sure this isn't a typo?
Nope, this is right.
Downloads of our podcast, or free download, called The Scott Mills Daily. You know that thing we do every day where we put all our best bits on the website for you to get and listen to? Number 6 daily podcast in the entire world. At some point, 31 million people have downloaded us wanging on.
Mm. And
what's your issue?
Well, we could have made a lot of money out of it and you give it away for free.
Have you said this before?
No, well, we had that meeting where I said I thought we should charge for it because I was doing all the work. And you said, no, I can't do that. We've got to give it away to the fans for nothing.
Yeah.
And then now I've realised that even if we charged everyone only 1p each, I'd have made £310,000.
You would be in the monies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, listeners, I don't want any part of this. And,
think of the selection boxes I could have got with that.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would never want to charge you for anything. I've always said, for what it's worth, that I should keep it for free.
Mm.
But Becky was talking about 50p to a pound at one point, which
that's
I think...
£31 million
I'd
ridiculous.
Have now. I know, and obviously... We could never do that.
Because you want to give it away for free. I think it's only fair that you now pay me the money I've lost out on.
I don't have that kind of money, Miss Sweet. Miss Sweet? Miss Sweetheart. I don't. I don't have that. But we will continue...
£31.
...to give this to you for free. Do you want £31?
I think we deserve it, me and the one that doesn't speak.
Each or between you?
Each.
Let's talk off air.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A bloke called Greg's been on saying, Scott, you're wrong. I actually downloaded your podcast 30 million times just to get you excited. I hate it when you do that and it just downloads it 30 million times by mistake.
Mm.
All right, so that counts for quite a lot. What we should do is if we tell everyone to get our free download now while it's still free, because next year we're going to start charging for it.
Oh, you mean like do a campaign?
Yes, like they did when they pretended they were going to close down that radio station, Six Music.
Oh, yeah, and they never were. They just wanted more people to listen to it.
And then suddenly it was like, whoa, yeah, we love Six Music. We're all going to listen to that. And that really worked. So what we'll do is say that we're going to charge from next year, and it won't be free anymore, and then we'll go back on it and go, oh, actually, we'll still give it to you for free, and then millions more people will download it. Do you like it?
Mm.
I think that's good. Obviously, I've just told everyone now, so that's good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let me take a call. Hello, who's this?
Hi, guys, Josh.
Josh, where are you today?
I am in Leicester.
What have you been doing with your day?
Not much, really, just college and that.
Okay, cool. So home now from college?
Yep.
How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering, because I know each year on the show, you have a tradition of playing a particular Christmas song.
Okay.
And that song is by a man called Magnus Carlsen.
Oh, I've forgotten about this.
Yeah.
Well remembered.
And because the main line of the song is, you know, it's Christmas in a week and a day, because Christmas is on a Sunday this year, a week and a day before Christmas would also be a weekend day.
So is a week and a day this coming Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And we're not on then, are we?
No.
Oh. Right, well, what are you saying then? Do we play it soon, or...?
Can you just play it anyway? Because I know Becky'd like it, and I'd like it a lot too.
Yeah, it is one of our favourites. I don't know whether this was ever a hit anywhere in the world. I think it might have been in Sweden. have you heard this on the show? How long have you listened to the show now?
About 3 years.
Okay, so you're 16 now, so you've been listening since you were 13?
About, yeah.
Yeah, and every year have we played this song?
Every year.
Yeah, it feels like we have. Good, it's still in the system. I think you mean this one. Yes!
Yes!
Here he is.
Might just wrap myself in paper for you, baby.
Are you happy now, Josh?
I am very happy.
Do you want to hear some more?
Yeah.
Okay. Just looked it up. We think it's got to number 2 before in Sweden.
I might just wrap myself in paper for you, baby.
Yeah, you know the words, Josh, as well.
It's a great tune.
See you soon.
is approaching fast, giving us a reason to be happy at last.
Josh!
You know it's Christmas and a week kind of day.
Happy, Josh?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Good. All right. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Before I go...
Yes?
Can I just say happy birthday to my sister Tamsin for tomorrow? She's 8 tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Tamsin, who's 8 tomorrow. And okay, a Merry Christmas.
Scott. And a Merry Christmas to you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I think Magnus Carlsen, Wrap Myself in Paper, is a tradition on this show now at Christmas, as is calling Dialer Carol.
Oh, yes.
I haven't done that yet.
No.
But I did call them just to make sure they were running their service at the weekend, and they're on. This is a service that's been going apparently for 50 years now at the University of Illinois in Chicago, where you ring them up anytime, day or night, and they sing you a Christmas song. Might do that, because I'm not feeling that festive at the moment.
Are you not?
Well...
I had a whole weekend of Christmas at my sister's.
Yes, tell me about this. So, you just had Christmas last weekend?
Yeah, so...
Just gone.
My sister can't make it for Christmas, so we went to hers and had a fake Christmas. And but it was amazing.
Did it feel real?
It was really good. We watched Christmas films. We all ate way too much, drank too much. It was brilliant. Although, mid-afternoon, it did go a bit wrong.
Yes. What did you get for your sister, please?
Right. So, this wasn't her main present.
Yeah.
But I did give her a Michael Bublé Christmas album.
It's very good.
Didn't get the reaction that I was expecting.
Right. Can you explain more about this, please? I don't quite get it as it stands at the moment.
So, I handed it over. I said, here it is. I've got you this Michael Bublé Christmas album.
She unwraps.
Yeah.
And her reaction is...
Shaking, then tears, then screaming, then get it away from me, get it away from me.
It being Bublé or the
Bublé
CD?
Bublé album.
Okay.
Now, it turns out that she has a phobia of Michael Bublé.
Now, this is quite the strangest phobia I've ever heard. I just mentioned my friend who has a phobia of normal-sized mince pies, but this is even better, I think.
Yeah.
So
I didn't realise people could have phobias of people,
no.
But it was a genuine, like, phobic reaction, like shaking, crying,
so if
screaming.
This came on right now on the radio, what would she do?
Just, like, heavy breathing, kind of proper panicky.
Wow.
Christmas.
Yeah. I can understand why some people don't like certain artists. I mean, if you'd given her the CD and she went, oh, I don't like him,
yeah.
hate him.
Yeah.
Like, that's just his music. But how can you not like Bublé? Look at him on the cover there, his little chubby face.
You see, I really like him.
What's he done?
She, on the other hand, can't look at him without almost being sick.
Has something personally happened between your sister and Bublé? Has he, like, run over a cat before or something?
This is what I was saying, and my boyfriend was saying, so what happened if they got married? Like, if I married Bublé, what would she do? Right. She's like, I wouldn't speak to you again.
Yeah. What, even though you're her sister?
Yeah.
That is strange.
But there's no reason for it. She can't explain it. It's like she just woke up one day and suddenly had a phobia of him.
Yeah. That is odd. I mean, there are people saying, well, I think a lot of people getting it wrong, they say, well, I don't really like Michael Bublé either. No, you don't like his music, but like...
This is a proper fear.
Every time his name is mentioned, you don't break down in tears and start shaking. It's different. Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone else has got a Bublé phobia.
It's like someone with a fear of heights. You know, like when they won't go up the stairs or look out of the window. It's that kind of shaky.
Oh, no, he's doing White Christmas again. Okay, and now time for something that is new that I've just invented. It's time for innuendo song lyric. Do we have some water?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you know like we do with innuendo bingo where you put the water in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it with a song this
time. Am I doing it now?
Yeah, if you just put the water in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, be careful of the equipment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Move away from the equipment. And this one, got a bin?
Mm-hmm.
This one from Little Mix.
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth.
There we are. Straight away. I think this is something we could do more
filth.
Of. I know. So here it is. It's the X Factor's winner song by Little Mix.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, that was All Time Low. And here is the actual half.
Following All Time Low, you bring on the half. All Time Low. Thank you. That's quite a...
They're a very good band.
I know they are. Very good.
Hey, David.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm a little knackered. We have done three shows.
Yes.
Of Huff the Hook, Peter Pan in Bristol, and it was really fun.
Is it fun?
Well, it was fun because nothing was working in the first last rehearsal right before the show. And
so you're Huff the Hook?
Yes, I'm singing Jump in My Car, I Want to Take You Home.
Because I saw you in Panto last year, and that was in Wimbledon in London.
Yes.
Is this the same role?
Similar, yeah. We have a new guy, not Louis, we have Andy Ford from Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to say words like Gert Lush and Bristolians.
Gert Lush.
Now,
yes,
I did,
Gert Lush.
I did warn people that you might do or attempt to do a Bristol accent before about half an hour ago, I warned them. In the same way that you used to do with Scottish people from Scotland.
Scotland.
What's your Bristol voice?
I don't know what the Bristol accent is yet.
Gert Lush.
I don't know. Gert Lush.
Becky's from round that way. She can teach you.
Give me a little Bristolian.
Well, what's on? Go uptown.
Uptown.
What you say they put?
No, but you need to
really...
be like Gert Bristolian, where everything's like a question.
And then you put L on the end of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a supermarket called Asda, but you have to say Asdals.
Going down Asdal.
Asdal, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll work on that maybe.
It's nice though. It's nice. It's a lovely city. The people are great.
It's a great city.
Yeah, we were sold out. I mean, it's like crazy. It's like 2,000 seats and. Wow, the show is a big hit. It's so much fun. It's hard work.
Yeah.
I'm wearing like 20 pounds of a wig. Wow. You know, so
that's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
More hair than you used to.
Yes, yeah. True.
And you've had some hair in your time.
I've had some hair all over me. For
various things.
Yes, I know.
Now, we were hoping that you would come dressed as Santa today.
Yeah. No, I don't. Santa before. But you want me to. You have Santa stuff here?
Well, no.
I messaged Hayley on Twitter and said, can you. Because you did that photo shoot recently, didn't you? The two of you.
Yeah.
And you look lush in your Christmas outfits. Oh. So I did message Hayley and say, please, can you tell him to wear his Christmas outfit for
us? You obviously didn't get the message.
You did. She didn't pass it on.
Yeah. No. She's Gert Lush. She's in Bristol now, making bacon and eggs, trying to figure out how to make bacon and eggs.
Can she not cook?
No. She does good beans and toast and brown sauce and poached eggs, and that's about it.
Right.
And after that, it's order out chicken tikka.
Sure. So you can cook.
I can cook, yeah.
I've prepared a barbecue with you
before. We have. We actually burned up my entire house making those steaks.
Well, no, just the barbecue. It probably wasn't usable again.
Yeah,
after
no,
that.
It was a bad barbecue.
But he knew what to do with all the sauces and all that.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like a man that knows what to do with the sauces and all that.
Especially on a barbecue. It's quite manly, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then you expect the Hoff to be able to know that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Now, last time I saw you, we were in the Knight Rider car together.
We were.
That's not normal.
What were we doing?
You can't even remember. I've known you about 3 or 4 years now. It is the second time I've ever been in the Knight Rider car, but believe me, it's always cool. Okay, you were quite calm. You picked me up outside Starbucks, and then there was a few minutes of driving around the block. This is a couple of months ago. You were very calm. Then as we drove...
David's face is like, Scott, are you making this up? No. I don't remember this
at all. In London, in the Knight Rider car.
Why?
Right, okay.
No, I think you are making this up from
I'm
his
not.
Face. You are.
You were there. Was it a double of you?
No. Last time I saw you, we went lunch. We had lunch
somewhere. Well, maybe it was that week. No, we drove up the road to this party we were going to, and you could see in the distance this like sea of flashing lights. There were paparazzi taking pictures of the car, and then as we pulled up, all hell broke loose, and paparazzi were punching each other. No.
No. No.
You don't remember this?
You've got such an active imagination,
Scott. Where were we going?
We were going to this... We drove around the block a couple of times.
Why?
Where were we
driving around the block?
In the Knight Rider car.
Why?
We had the music blaring.
What was it for?
It was for some party you had to go to.
Pixie Lott's
party? No! Another party. No?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
It was you. You picked me up outside Starbucks about 8 o'clock.
Was it the party for those cards that you do?
Oh, yes.
You remember
now? Cards.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, and we're back right. in the room.
Okay, got it. Oh, yeah. You got it. Okay.
I mean, you must... Well, no, I know, you do a lot.
The kid car follows me everywhere. I can't get rid of him.
I know.
He should go back to rehab.
How many...
Good God.
How many times... Sorry, I thought you thought you were going mad there for a second, didn't you?
I did. I was trying to figure this out, because I was with the kid car 3 days ago, dressed as Captain Hook.
Okay,
he came to my show.
Yeah. How many times a year do you still drive one of those cars and be the Knight Rider?
You know, it happens a lot. Yeah. That cars just seem to follow me everywhere.
No wonder you can't remember when you were in it with me.
Well, you know, it was for Clinton cards. Those cards, I mean, did they make one with you?
They might do, yeah.
Celebrity Fast Card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very
They're
good.
They're really cool. I brought you one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How many times a year do you have to put your life jacket on and run down a beach like you're in Baywatch?
Well, when I go to the beach, I always wear a life jacket and my Speedos because people expect me to make rescues. They really think that I'm a real lifeguard.
Do they? Yeah. So any beach you can be on in the world and be like, rescue me, but you can't really. It was a TV show.
No, I can rescue people.
You though?
Well, several of them have not made it, but I did rescue some people that have lived.
Okay, good.
Right, you know, they're still a little bit kind of funny in the brain. But
obviously people, you know, suspend reality because you were in their heads, you're Mitch Buchanan, you can save them from whatever. But in reality, it's best to just wear armbands or something, isn't it?
It's best to go after a real lifeguard. I don't think you want me rescuing you. I did a movie called Piranha 3 Double D where I played myself.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
And it's really bad. And the lady comes over and goes, lifeguard. I said, baby, I'm not a lifeguard. I'm David Hasselhoff. You know, I'm an actor. I play a lifeguard. She goes, and then people are like coming up with squirting blood out of their arms, eaten by piranhas. I said, get away from me. I'm not going to touch those people. And it's really a funny movie. You know, and my agent says, if you make this movie, you'll never work again. And I said, I'm not working now anyway, so why don't I just freaking make the movie?
I love your honesty.
I'm not. The Hoff has taken over the Hasselhoff. I can't get a job.
You know what?
Scott?
Do you remember what, right? Last year, I rang you and you were like, I'm fighting piranhas in North Carolina.
That's it.
And now it makes sense.
I'm fighting piranhas, not piranhas. Piranhas, macho man.
Right, so that was what it was.
What's your mom's favorite food? Don't say it.
What?
I tweeted that if you can't call in and tell me your mom's favorite food, we give them free tickets to my tour.
Are you just saying that you can do competitions on my show?
No, it's on my Twitter. Was it on your show?
Well, okay.
They could Twitter in.
Okay.
I just wanted to know from you. You have to secretly tell me what it is. So if I get
the answer, do I tell you now?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Tell me on the air.
Okay, I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
This is a strange. Now, in every country, pretty much, you're on TV. When I was doing the Eurovision thing in Germany, I saw you on an advert speaking German.
Yes,
But you don't actually speak German, right?
Nine.
So, how do you make you? How many German albums have you made?
Well, I've sold 40 gold and platinum records, but they're not all in German. I speak only I did two songs. Wir zweilein heute Nacht, hey, was glaubst du, was ihr grad macht, wie man da wohl wohnt hinterm gelben Mond.
But what does that mean?
Means I have a pig. It's coming to your house. Beware.
Okay.
Right.
How does that work then? If you're singing a song in German, does there some guy there and he just copy what he sings or what?
He stands there, you know, next to me and does like sign language for the Germans to figure out what the hell I'm saying.
Wow.
No. I'm like a seal. You know, I just did a movie over in Spanish in Spain called Fuga de Cerebros, and I did it in Fuga de Cerebros. Yes, it means brain release.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yes, thank you.
Thank goodness for that.
And
thank you.
And what do you do in that film?
I play the father of someone at the very end of the movie, and I do most of it in English and then in Spanish. It's a bilingual film. It's really funny. It's a big success. But what happens is they hire me for all these cameos. They use me in all the viral ads, and they never put me in the movie. It's like, let's get the Hoff. He'll sell the hell out of the movie, but we don't have to pay him. You know?
When I was in Uganda, one of your films was on TV, which is one of my personal favorites. You know this. Anaconda 3.
Anaconda 3, yes.
It's a brilliant film.
You know, they said, what's that movie about? Is it about an hour and a half?
Yeah.
It's about attorneys. I took that movie to pay off the attorneys for my divorce. Oh, my God. You know what? You got to see this movie. It's the world's worst movie. The snake is so freaking bad. It's
I
so
liked
good.
It. The CGI snakes are something else.
Oh, yeah. The CGI snake was a giant snake. Nobody could kill that snake.
I know. It was ridiculous, but that's why I loved it. That's why I loved it.
You're watching Anaconda in Uganda.
Yes, I was, yeah, three.
That's really beer. That sounds like a song, Anaconda in Uganda.
I want to take you back a few months. Something very special that happened.
What happened?
I can remember.
Face the facts about me and you, a love unspecified. Though I'm proud to call you Chocolate Bear. The crowd will always
Edinburgh Festival
and stare.
011.
Feel exactly those feelings too, and that's why I keep them inside. Cause this bear can't bear the world's disdain, and sometimes it's easier to hide than to explain. Our guy love, that's all it is. Guy love, in his mind I'm his. There's nothing gay about it. In our eyes.
Oh, happy memories.
You ask about this thing we share, and he tenderly replies.
Ow, ow.
It's guy love between two guys.
Ah, that was
you know. You know? I'm going to add this to my set when I do my show.
Oh, please,
I'm going to do guy. I'm going to pick a guy out of the audience and do guy love.
Yeah. You know what? Like that was a moment for me.
I felt closer. I felt closer to you that night than I feel. I feel even closer to you now.
Really?
Yeah. I felt closer that night than I feel close to you. I don't feel that close to you now.
Okay. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. I know. Well, you know, distance separates people.
That's right. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now. We should have released that song.
I know. Why didn't we?
I don't know. Because it's huge at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. It's too late for Christmas number one now. Now they've released the X Factor song. I think we've missed the boat, Dave.
Well, we could put it out for Valentine's Day.
Do you think?
You know, there's an audience out there. You know.
Yeah.
Imagine the video.
Yeah.
last time I spoke to you, I think you wanted to make a German techno album for the gay clubs. Because is your gay is your guy gay fan base big?
It is. I'm like the male diva. I'm like the male Cher. I think it's because I changed 12 times in concert. He goes, look, he's changing again. And then all the guys were wearing the David Hasselhoff Don't Hasselhoff T-shirts, and we're doing the conga during my dun 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 dun. And I'm looking out, going, why is my entire audience men? And then we do a fashion show with all these beautiful girls, and the two guys in my show are really hot, and they've got, like, abs. And they got, yeah! And I go, the guys are getting the more applause.
Yeah.
So I realized that. So we just kind of went with it, and we went to GAY, and I think, you know, I actually launched my girls there, and they said, Dad, we're never going out with you again, ever.
Right, okay. So, what did you pull?
Huh?
Nothing. cool. Well, that's good, though. I'd quite like you to do a techno album.
Yeah.
I'd be interesting.
No. Right now, I'm sticking with what I do the best, and that's more like the romantic stuff. And so that's what my tour is about.
You've got a tour. Obviously, you've got your panto now, but you've got a tour. When is that? In February?
February 23rd, Birmingham, and then Newcastle, Cardiff, Edinburgh, Manchester, Nottingham, and London.
Is that kind of like an audience with? People can ask you questions?
It's a proper show. It's really cool. It's kind of like the music that I love from Broadway and the West End musicals that I've done. And then it goes into, like, what really happened on Baywatch and Knight Rider and film clips and kind of like who I am as a person as what you read in the press. And it's really audience interaction, have some fun. And then we take a little break and it gets really crazy. And then it turns into, like, Party Hop style.
Really?
We bring in, like, hen parties.
Don't give away
girls
too
on
much.
Stage, and we do.
And
maybe take
other
off your dress. Oh, yes, God. Yes, yes.
Okay, good. All right, that sounds great.
you going, Scott?
Yeah, I'd love to go if I've got an invite. Yeah,
we can sing Guy Love.
Yes, let's
all
do
right.
it.
All right, if you come, we will sing Guy Love.
Oh, yeah.
World premiere.
Yeah.
You just pick one of these
apart
cities.
Apart from Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
One city that's far away from where you live.
The second world premiere. Now, have you got a house here yet? Because you spend a lot of time in the UK.
No, no. I got a nice apartment in Bristol at Gertlush.
Yep.
And I'm staying there for till January 8th and then...
You should get a house.
Why?
Because you love it here. I know it's cold now.
No, there's no. You don't. There's, you forgot the planet Sun. I don't know why Sun doesn't come here. There's no Sun.
I know.
The planet passes over London every day, and it misses it.
I know.
Why?
Well, you were all. You were bang up for getting a house here like a year ago, and then it was winter, and now you're not interested.
No, yeah, you got that right. I immediately took the plane to. I played on the Berlin Wall on New Year's Eve, and I woke up in Sydney. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking earlier about Becky's sister, who has an irrational fear of Michael Bublé, an actual phobia.
Wow.
Of him.
Well, like, I can understand that.
Well, no, but it's not his music. It's just the idea of him, or just even saying his name, gets her in a cold sweat.
Whoa.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever had someone have a phobia of the Hof?
No, but I've
had... Are they just shaking with excitement when they meet you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when people meet me, a strange giggling thing comes over. They just start to giggle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody. It's just a strange giggling disease that mostly women have. And then, you know, men have to kind of like say, hey, it's cool. It's cool. It's only the Hof. He's cool.
Right.
You know, but they start to giggle. I don't know why. You know.
I've got some others that have just come through. Cheryl in Devon has a Joe McKeldry phobia. You don't know who that is, do you?
No.
No. Deb in Carlisle has the same thing with CeeLo Green.
Oh.
Like, completely freaks her out, you know? Like, cold sweat, shaking.
Do you have, like, a loony, crazy file of the letters you've got?
No, that's just texts that are coming in from people listening right now.
Oh, joy. Perfect.
Hey,
yeah, I have a fear of the people hanging outside your studio, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some interesting ones there.
Yes. What do they eat?
I don't know.
It changes their faces.
Oh, God. What are you on about?
They're wild people out there. They're scary, man.
They're nice.
They're nice, but they're scary.
Yeah. Now, can you tell us what happened exactly with Britain's Got Talent? Because obviously we're reading a lot of stuff in the paper, so just tell us what happened. Set it straight.
I'm not coming back.
Okay. Was that what happened?
No, Simon called me and said, would you come and replace me for a year? And he made a year deal, and that was it. That was never any intention of coming back or whatever. So he came back, and I'm glad, to be honest, I'm glad he came back because now I can get back on stage and do what I want. I've already
You've got your tour, yeah.
Well, I'd rather be on stage than sit in the audience and watch people whistle through their noses. It's a great show, but my God, it's like 10 hours. You travel and they whistle through their noses, and what you guys don't see is like, oh my God, by the end of the day, you're ready to, you know, to kill yourself. So I'd rather be on stage and show the world that maybe I have a little talent and come and judge me.
But, obviously, you did America's Got Talent as well for how many years?
4 years.
So
enough's enough.
You sat through a lot of auditions and a lot of people whistling through their nose with dogs.
Dogs. Oh, gosh. There's never been one. And bell ringers, and they met in the woods. And I said, how'd you meet? They met in the woods. And I said, well, you should go back to the woods.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So you're done with watching auditions now.
Yes, but I love Simon Cowell and I love the group. It was great fun, but it was not. It's much more fun. It's great fun being on stage right now. We're having a blast. I mean, the panto is Peter Pan and Hof the Hook. It's just so over the top. It's crazy.
Quite camp.
It's great. It's so much fun. The kids love it.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I've completely forgotten. What was I going to say then?
Britain's Got Talent.
I don't know.
Britain's Got Talent, we've done that. There was another question I was going to ask you about that.
Any other business?
I can't remember what it was. That's really annoying. It was in my head.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll take it.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I could talk about my tour. February 23rd.
I know. Did you ever get
Clinton
to make that?
Cards.
Did you ever get to make that track with Chase and Status?
No, they never called me back.
How rude.
But I am coming out with my own album called This Time Around, which is this album that I made about a couple years ago, which is kind of the music I'm doing in the show. And
no collaborations, just you?
No, maybe. I found a fantastic writer out of Wales, and he's written some amazing songs. I might be doing some of his material.
Please put Guy Love on the album.
You know, I don't think I'm ever going to put Guy Love on any album ever.
Why not?
Because it's just not me, Scott.
It is you.
It's a very weird song.
No, we had this the day when you didn't want to perform it with me at the Edinburgh Festival. You said, Scott, it's not me. And I said, David, it is.
No, I was doing it to help promote my daughter's career. And it killed their career.
But it is you.
No, it killed their career. They
it
said,
didn't.
Dad, you're singing Guy Love. You want to play at the GAY. I mean, this is what's happened to the Hoths. It's Bella Vita. Okay? So
we could... Remember, we got you to number 3 or 2, whatever it was, with Jump in My Car.
I know you
we
did.
We could repeat that chart success.
What are we going to do?
Guy Love.
You think we're going to go to a disco and sing Guy Love?
Why not?
We'll get killed by beer bottles.
No, we won't.
We will.
It'll be huge.
Depends on the clubs we go to.
Well, it totally does.
True, yeah. You know, let's just do it anyway.
Well, you know. I mean, if you don't want to put it in your album, maybe we could just release it as a single, you know.
I think so.
Download it.
One-off. Just a kind of a one-off thing.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
did you remember?
No, it's completely gone, but it was a really good question.
Okay.
So, Panto, you are Hoff the Hook.
I'm Hoff the Hook, and yes.
You've done 2 nights already.
Yeah, we've done 3 shows, 2 nights, and we're there tomorrow, and we're there till January 8th, and it's almost already all sold out. It's crazy.
Very good. All right, listen, David, it's very good to see you again.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I know you quite well. Do you prefer David, or we haven't even ever talked about this. Do you prefer the Hoff? Do you prefer Dave? What should I call you?
Chocolate
Dave?
Bear, I thought you...
Chocolate Bear.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, okay. Thank you very much, Chocolate Bear, for this interview.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.